Okay, guys, a Friday night in Vegas with Daddy XY and his podcast, and we're going to keep it confidential. I just picked you up from your boyfriend's place here in Vegas.
A guy I'm dating, correct?
Sorry, yeah, very specific. Guy she's dating, and she's been dating him. You've been dating him for 2 months?
2 months, correct.
Right? And you're now going on a night out with the girls to Dre's, and you're basically the. This guy you're dating, does he know that this is nothing serious or you haven't told?
So I don't think a relationship is serious until you're in that stages of where you're introducing them to your parents.
So,
You know, when you're introducing them to your parents, my parents are Mexican Jews, as
right.
strict as you can get. Don't introduce me to anyone unless they're serious, unless they're gonna ask for your hand in marriage and or they're gonna get engaged to you.
Now,
So that's yeah.
does this guy know that's how your parents are? And so you already talked to him about this after only dating him 2 months.
Yeah. Look,
Okay.
I'm born and raised here in Vegas and I've been celibate for a year. So I've been dating celibate for a year. You know, I just got out of a serious relationship. So I'm very serious when it comes to dating, but I like to be honest when it comes to dating, and I like to always have my intentions clear. And sometimes it can scare a lot of love, but I'm always upfront how I feel, and I never want to rush into anything. So I always like to take dating very slow.
So this last guy that this guy you're dating now been dating 2 months. How long has it been between this 2 month guy now and the last guy you dated?
A year.
So it's been 1 year. So you've been
Yes.
without sex for a year.
A little bit, yes.
Celibate
Little
means
bit, yes.
without sex, right?
Correct.
Like, is that all sex or just celibate from just the?
To just men and just anything. But anything would to do with men, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now the guy that. You ended with a year and 2 months ago.
We're close to being engaged.
You were
Yes.
close to being engaged.
Correct.
And how long were you with him for?
3 years.
3 years. That was sexual.
Well, of course, yeah, we were dating, yeah.
And did he meet your
Just literally.
parents?
No, not yet. Until and no man has ever met my parents.
Okay,
Until we were engaged, until I ever get engaged with a man, that's when I'll introduce him.
okay,
Yeah.
so you were close to getting engaged.
Correct.
And then what happened?
We broke up.
Why?
He wasn't the guy I was meant to be. I
You
asked God one day. No, I don't want to get into it that much. But
really?
yes, no, I ask God if this is a man to meant to be in my life, let him be in my life. If he's not, take him out of my life. And God he expedited or
Okay, so you're Jewish, right?
correct.
Okay. Both your parents are Jews?
Yes.
Okay, so you're and it's a
Mexican Jew.
so very strong religion.
Yeah.
But now, as you say, you asked God and God took him out of your life. How did he take him out of your life? And what did he take him out of your life through a fight? Through a fight that you started to see where it was at?
He started it, but I don't really want to get too much into details. It just wasn't. He started it, and that's why I knew it just wasn't what it was.
Okay.
It was like 3 nights ago at Dre's too.
Hold on, say again.
3 nights ago, 3 years ago at Dre's.
3 years ago, Dre's, you met
Three
him.
years. No, I broke up with him 3 years ago at Dre's.
But hold on, you said
Like,
you've been celibate here.
yeah, no, exactly.
So 3 nights ago to a year.
Correct.
Okay, so it's going on an anniversary.
A little bit,
Well, did you guys have drama when you broke up?
yes.
Was everyone looking and it was a big scene?
Yes.
Okay.
It was ugly.
Like in a movie?
Horrible, yeah, in a movie.
Were you crying?
Yeah, I had to get a restraining order on the man.
You had to get a restraining order. And did your dad ever find out that happened?
No, he found me in a mental hospital.
You were in a mental hospital. What exactly happened?
It's not something that I'm happy of, but I definitely lost myself in the relationship. When
So,
I met him, I was
right. I guess he's an older guy.
exactly.
Right.
So we were dating for 3 years and I lost myself. So that's where I went wrong. I should have still kept on being myself. And a lot of our relationship was during the pandemic.
Right.
So everything that was your normal life was out of limits. So we're used to being in each other's space. I was used to not doing my day-to-day activities, going to the gym, working, blah, blah, blah. So I definitely lost myself while I was in that relationship.
So, but what is it that he did at Dre's that made you fight?
It wasn't something specifically that he did. I don't want to get into it, but he was mad that I was going out with my girlfriends. He knew the people I was with, and he thought I was flirting with people that I was with
Right.
when that wasn't the case. The people that I was with are not, it wasn't someone that I was going to flirt with. And second of all, whenever I'm in a relationship, I'm not a flirty type. If I'm in a relationship, I'd respect them. And he thought I was flirting and being a little like, he thought I was just flirting with someone I wasn't, shouldn't, that I shouldn't have been. And he got really upset with that. And it just got really ugly.
And then after you guys broke up, he started stalking you or started.
Yes. He like, not, I don't know how, it's not cute, but when you stab a knife into someone's tire.
Oh, wow.
So he stabbed my tire so I wouldn't leave his place. My sister picked me up. I needed to pick up my stuff from his. It was just so many things that like.
Now, was that before or after you had to go and get some emotional help?
That was after. Some emotional help was at the end.
No. So when he broke up with, when you two broke up at Dre's, how long before you went to the
It
get
was
some
like
met?
a week and a half after I went to the hospital.
So you broke up at Dre's, and a week and a half later you went to the hospital,
Correct.
and you were there for how long?
For 3 days.
And then,
Watch.
was he trying, because you were suicidal,
Yes.
because you loved him so much?
No, it was partial because of him, but also because there were so many things that we had tied together where I felt like my life was coming to a standstill. We had businesses tied together. I had to bankrupt my businesses. I had to bankrupt one LLC. I had to restart my whole career. And he was threatening me to the point where no one's gonna want to do business with you. No one's gonna take you serious. You're blah blah blah. You're a young girl. No one's gonna, you don't matter. No one cares for you. Blah blah blah.
Can I
So it's just a
say?
lot of stupid things that, like, obviously I know now that I'm not. I wouldn't take that when I was when. The woman I am now, I wouldn't take any of that. I wouldn't take any of that shit.
You know how
But
you.
when I was younger, I was susceptible to it. Even a year or two ago, I was very susceptible to
You know how God, you said God sent you a sign?
it.
He really did, because that guy's an abusive guy.
For sure.
The true way you find out a person's character is not how they act when things are good. It's how they act when things don't go the way they want and when they're bad. Because when things are bad, that's when a man and a woman's true character is going to come shining through. Are they going to step up and do the right thing? Are they going to respect you? Are they
Are they
going
gonna
to.
be there for you when you're very low?
Right.
When you're in a bad place in life, are they gonna support you? Are they gonna be there emotionally for you? It's a lot of things.
And so you're so when you broke up, you said you never told your dad what happened or anything. So when you broke up, did your dad ever say why did you break up?
No, he just knew that I was in the hospital and I started taking medications for antidepressants and sleeping pills and anxiety. And he just knew, but he didn't really want to. He's the kind of guy that he's the kind of man that if I don't say anything, he doesn't want to ask too many questions.
Right.
Like he just wants to ask respectfully, but if I'm not comfortable saying something, he knows that I'm not comfortable.
Now, this current guy that you've been with 2 months, you said when you're in a relationship, you don't flirt or whatever. But,
No, I just,
right. But let me ask you this. Would you say you this guy you're in dating with for 2 months now, would you say you're in a relationship?
not yet.
Not yet. So technically speaking, tonight you're allowed to flirt since you're going.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He knows that we're not in a relationship. He didn't ask me to be his girlfriend.
And you
So,
know,
no.
now if he asked you to be his girlfriend, would you?
Maybe then we would have that conversation.
But you
Yes.
now you.
If he did, yes. I would say no, I wouldn't flirt with anyone. I would be respectful,
Does he know that he has to ask you to be his girlfriend?
Correct, of course. I feel like every man should know that.
Well, believe it or not, I dated a girl for a year. And we saw each other nearly every day for a year. And then 1 year, one day I said, "Are we going out? What are we doing tonight?" And she's like, "I'm going on a date."
Because you didn't ask me to be your girlfriend.
exactly. That's what she said.
Exactly. Oh my
No, but
gosh.
listen, we're at Dre's, and do you want to finish this later? Can we finish this
Yeah,
later?
we'll finish this later.
Okay,
Well, here,
so,
have my Instagram.
okay, hold on. I'm
Okay.
going to pause it right now.